following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
Hey, you got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant-witch time. You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant-witch sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant-witch time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two crew sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the hottest show out for the men called The Barbershop. Your host, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Welcome to the first debut of The Barbershop. Before we get started, let me give honor to God, who's ahead of my life, who delivered me and saved me from the world. Now let us go to prayer with the Apostle Craig Howard.
Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your spirit. We thank you for every person that you have touched to hear what you have to say. We change our perception and realize that it's not just men talking to us, but it's you talking to us by your precious spirit. Thank you for changing us so that we can be who you call us to be as men, husbands, ministers, brothers, uncles. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now we're going to a scripture in Malachi 4:6. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their father, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. I have just read Malachi 4:6. Again, welcome to the Barbershop. This is the debut. I'm your host, Deacon Chauncey Odom, and welcome. The Barbershop is geared towards men. As you know, we have a lot of men that's dying out here in this world spiritually, and God has placed me on this assignment to win back our men, to let them know that everything is okay. So don't be afraid to let your ego, your pride, all those problems you have, to come to another brother and ask him for help. We are here today standing for our brothers and our sisters, our family, our churches, our schools, our community, because God called all men to be great. And that's what we're here to do, to let the men know that everything is okay if you put your trust in God. I see we have a lot of callers out here on the line. I'd like to thank you for your support and your love. Just to give a little testimony of my life, what God has done for me, to let the men know that there's nothing wrong with giving your life to Christ. There's nothing wrong with walking on the track with him, because God is the answer to everything. I was addicted to drugs, alcohol. I was out there in the world doing what I wanted to do and didn't have no care in the world for nothing, nobody, no one, not even myself. But God had placed me in a hospital for a couple of days, laying on my back, and I didn't know what to do. But it's one thing I learned, that I called on him, and he saved me. He delivered me. I've been clean from alcohol and drugs for 9 years, and that's a blessing. I will not turn back and go nowhere else but with God. Like I said, this show right here is geared towards men. We want the men to stand up and take their rightful place. I did a little research over the weekend and found the U.S. fatherless stats. 43% of our children live without their fathers. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 80% of the rapists motivated with displaced anger comes from fatherless homes. 71% of the pregnant teenagers are lack of fathers. 63% of our youth commit suicide because of fatherless homes. Can you imagine 63% of our kids are killing themselves because us men are not there? It's easy to say you have a child, but you take your time in doing other things and not being there for them, and 63% of those kids commit suicide. I'm here to tell you, I don't know how I feel to be without your father. My father was in my life until he passed away in 1996, which was a blessing. I seen my dad every single day. To the ones who don't know your father, your other father is God. Put your trust and believe and have faith in him, and he will always be there for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. If there's anyone out there today who would like to have any kind of comment or just to say anything about this show, please press 1. Apostle Craig, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, of course. You know, in a barbershop, you know, after a man get his hair cut, what makes his hair cut, what brings it out is that razor line. And I think that the Spirit of God, he's using the razor line, and we're going to use a razor line as being perception. When God changed the perception of us as being men, then that's going to change our whole attitude, and it changed the course of our life to go his way. Because without perception, having the right perception, we can continue to do what we do. You know, I heard you say something about not having a dad. I had a dad. He was an absentee dad. He worked for Georgia Power, and he wasn't there. Luckily, kid, I think they called it. And so I didn't have the affirmation, the approval from my dad. And so I seek for it from other things. I became a gang member. I was a drug user, drug dealer, and I was always looking for my identity, for something to give me some kind of significance. And, you know, I did 20 years in prison. And any man that had any kind of sense of well-being or belonging about themselves, it seemed like internally I gravitate to that dude, you know what I mean? So inside of every man, there is a need to have a sense of importance. You know, we got a lot of brothers in the Lord that going to church and praising God, speaking in tongues and doing all these things, but they still haven't discovered who they are, you know, and they're struggling. You know, they're struggling. They're really struggling, you know. And so I want to reach out to the men that's out there that, come on, let's, you know, we need you. We need one another, you know, because we can't effectively grow in the body of Christ, you know, outside of that, you know.
Caller with your number 4058, you on the air?
Yes.
Hello?
My name is Brother Ron Odom, and I'm calling in because Deacon Chauncey Odom is my nephew, and we come from similar background because I used to be out in that world too. But now that I rededicated my life to Christ, I'm challenging all men out there that don't know Christ better. Your sins, call on him, you know. In Isaiah 26:3, it said, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because thy trust is in thee." Trust on the Lord. He's there for you when nobody else ain't going to be there for you. Amen.
Amen. Right now, we're going to go with a song called MVP by Don Floss, and we'll get right back with you on the barbershop.
He's the most.
read by Don Floss. Is there any more comments or questions that's out there today? And I'd like to thank the guests who are on the line. I see you, and I thank you, and I love you. Anyone else with any comments? Just press one whenever you get ready. Well, with that being said, let's keep it moving. Here are some topics that we're going to be talking about on the barbershop. We're going to be talking about pride and ego, marriage, leadership, church hurt, financial issues, family issues, and fatherless homes. This is where the barbershop, where you can just chime in and enjoy yourself. Caller with the last four numbers, 2693. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
My name is Brian Taylor, and I'm calling from...
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Okay, and yourself?
I'm good.
Good.
My
comment is in reference to your message, the barbershop, and it's a beautiful message for fathers, and there's a message that I would just like to share for those who know the word of prayer. If you could turn to a passage of Scripture in 1 John, the book before Revelation, 1 John chapter 2, and it's from verse 13 to verse 16, and it's a message for all ages. And it says to fathers that just to understand that the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eye, when you condone those things, then it's not God that's in you, it's he that is of the world. So what we have to learn to do is change from those things that attract us and take us away from the love of God. And as fathers, a solemn commitment to honor God. But first, we have to ask God for forgiveness before God can even hear a prayer from a sinner. We must first ask God to come into our hearts. So I would just ask that anybody that knows the word of prayer to share 1 John chapter 2, verses 13 through 16.
Thank you, and we appreciate your comment, Brian.
Can I comment?
Yes, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hey, Brother Brian, man, appreciate you sharing that. The whole purpose, gentlemen, you know, the barbershop is for us to engage and talk. And really, I think if we kind of think about it, it's about us developing some kind of trust among us as brothers, you know. I don't think that when we get born again, we can just look at it by being men. We're not transparent with one another. We're really not. You know, we get the Superman image that we think that that's the standard of being a man, that when we hurt, you know, when we were kids, when we were hurt or playing basketball, you know you hurt, and you don't want to get out of the game because, you don't want to show any kind of weakness. But part of being a man is being weak. The scripture says that in our weakness we're made strong. That's when the grace of God come on us. But, you know, we have our perception changed to the point that there are some things about manhood that we really don't know anything about, especially those of us that didn't have no fathers, especially if we had fathers that didn't walk in line with God's way, like Abraham. You know, Abraham, he knew God's way. He taught his family after himself. God honored him with that. And for us to be men, we got to really get the image and understand God's purpose and all of the nuance that he used in creating us as men and why he created, you know, and the purpose of us being men on this earth. We're the foundation of the family. We're really the foundation of the body of Christ. And everything that's going to really happen is going to be from the stress of men being men. So the barbershop is for us to really talk so we can begin to trust one another, you know, so that we can have the unity of the faith. And it can't come if we hide it behind our shame, being molested, you know, not knowing how to control our anger, or being tired of that woman that we sleep next to, which sometimes she keeps running her mouth that you just, you know, you just don't know how to control your anger. You want to bust her in her mouth, you know. We got real issues that, you know, we really need to talk to one another about, you know.
Yeah.
And then those of us that are ministers, and, you know, we haven't come to the place that we understand that we're supposed to have a relationship with God, and we go through the mechanics of, you know, being the man of God, and we feel frustrated because we know that we're being fake with ourselves. But we stand behind the pulpit and minister to people, and sometimes we use that as therapy, so that we can feel good about ourselves. So, you know, the barbershop is about what a barbershop do. Every time, come on, man, let's be real. When we go in the barbershop, every man be talking about everything. We want to vent. We really want to vent to one another, but we ain't had a format to know how to do it, and that's why the barbershop show is for that.
Amen. Like I said, a barbershop is a show where men can come to vent, learn God's word, get encouraged, get prayer. The barbershop will also have Bible study, questions and answers. We are here to help change men's lives, their family lives, and bring men back to church. And the thing is the most that we are here called, men are called to be great. That's what God put us on this earth to do. If we all men can just link arms and stand up with one another, there's a lot of things that could be changed here on this earth. And I thank God for giving me this assignment, putting this on my heart, because I have the compassion for brothers, young kids. I want to see people live the life that God called us to live. It's not easy. No, it's not easy. But when you link up with another brother, iron sharpens iron. You never know what another brother's been through. The situation, the circumstances, the issues that you have, that brother might have went through it and can help you get through it. So why not just link arms? Start walking around here with your chest poked out like you Superman, like you a superhero. When you get in your four walls behind the closed doors, you're crying. It's one thing with me. I would respect the man if he cried and come to me and tell me he's hurting and he needs someone to talk to. I would respect him more. That's not calling you a punk, not calling you weak. You hurting. So if you out there listening to me and you going through some things right now, it's okay. You got brothers who are here to help you, brothers who are here to pray for you. We're here. Start walking around like you Superman. Start walking around like you can do everything by yourself. I learned the hard way. It's not easy. And I think my church, FTM, Faith Tabernacle Ministry, with my pastors, Pastor David Foster, a true man that walks by the word of God. I've learned a lot of things through this man. He's not just my pastor. He's my best friend. He's my boy. I remember when the first day I met Pastor, he took me behind the church, didn't ask me my name or nothing. He said, let's pray. Anytime I needed prayer, anytime I needed to talk, anytime I needed a vent, he was just a phone call away. That's what we need. We need other ministers to do the same thing as my pastor did to me. Make time for the men in your church. It's time for men to step up and take their rightful place. Stop sitting back letting the women do the thing. That's why women are mad now, because us men are not taking our rightful place. I'm just sorry. You're getting the real me right now. I'm being transparent. I was the same way. I thought I can do things my way. I thought I was the baddest thing out there walking on the face of the earth until God put me in a hospital for 4 days where I had to call on him. But glory be to God, I thank him. I had a woman try to kill me, stab me with a pair of scissors, but God saved me. There's men out there right now that's scared, don't know where to turn to. But you got a place to turn to right now. It's called a barbershop, the hottest show out here right now for men. So let's stand up, brothers. Brothers in the church. We walk around with these fine suits on. Thank you. Let's help these brothers that's out here that's lost. Their spiritual man is crying out for help. When we was in trouble, we had help. So why we can't reach back and grab them? That's why I said I'm glad I'm up under a ministry that's strong, that's powerful, and that shows love. I thank God for placing the men's ministry at my church under Pastor Foster. I do. We meet every fourth Saturday, and we get to open up. We get to vent. That's what we need in the church. That's what we need to do. We need to reach out to these men. Go out and shoot pool. Go bowling. Have dinner. Invite a brother out and get to know him. Don't judge him. That's what's wrong today. We too busy judging, and we too busy sitting back keeping this stuff inside. When you keep this stuff inside, it will truly hurt. Heart attack and stroke don't have an age limit. it will put you 6 feet on or put you in a crazy house. So what you going to do, fellas? You going to sit back and kill yourself inside, or you going to step up and reach out to another brother? That's all we asking here at the barbershop. We're here to help. We want to link arms with other brothers that's strong in Christ. Reach out. Let's take our rightful place back in the church, especially. Let's stand up in church. It's a shame that the church is filled with women, but the men sit back and be stagnant. Don't want to do nothing. Want to be lazy.
Brother Johnson, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, let's do this here. I don't know if there's any women on the line. If it's all right with Brother Chauncey, if you agree to this, won't some of y'all women vent, not to, you know, judge, you know, nobody, you know, we might have a line that we can do that we can talk, but tell your admirations for your man and your desire, what you've been praying for men and, you know, what you think about the broadcast so we can see from your point of view, you know, what you see about us as men, what we can do to help the men in your life. So, you know, if any women on the line, please, we really want to hear what's going on with you so that we can know how we can minister to men and pray across those lines.
Caller, with your last four numbers, 4335, you on the hottest show, the barbershop.
That's right.
And you better know I am. Hi, guys. This is Evangelist Juana. How are you?
Hi, Falana.
All right.
Hey, I am so enjoying this radio broadcast. Brother Chauncey, one thing that I want to encourage you on, your show may be the only sense of church that some men go to. I know you're going to talk about this on one of your shows in the near future about church hurt. So
yes.
I want to encourage you to keep doing exactly what you're doing. This is where women are standing, okay? Where women are is our men, overall, are being men, okay? Somewhere along the line, our men have been displaced. It was designed for a man to be the head of the household. So in addition to the church, he's supposed to handle business at home, too. And somewhere along the line, with Satan's insidious ways of doing things, we switch roles. And I'm not convinced that it's entirely because women chose to. I think women have been forced to. So I'm thankful to the barbershop because it's a unified front, and there's nothing more attractive to me than brothers getting together to do something constructive. I'm happy for you, Deacon Chauncey. This show is going to be phenomenal. It's going to really do some things on the BFTN 103.3 radio network, and I'm so proud to have you as a team member, Deacon Chauncey.
Thank you very much for your support, Solana, and the opportunity as well. Any more
comments? Is there any other women up
there?
I want to hear some more women, Brother Chauncey. Come on, let's get another woman. Let's say something. That really inspired me.
I don't know. There's nobody pressing one. Come on, people. Let's talk about this, fellas. Let's talk. Press one if you want to be heard.
Or if you want to be prayed for.
Anybody want to say anything? Press one if you want to be heard. Hello? Okay, well, Apostle Craig, we're about running out of time. Can you take us out with one of these powerful prayers for the ones who are hurting real bad, please?
All right. I pray, let me
say, in chapter 2 for Revelation, and it talks about fathers because that's what is initial.
Hello?
Yes, hold on. Call us. Speak.
This is a guy from Reading, Pennsylvania that knows your Uncle Ronnie
Brian.
Odom.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, the scripture that I shared with you was 1 John chapter 2, was to bless the show, talking about fathers. There must be a total commitment from the men It can't be on Sunday. You're a Christian on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You go back to doing whatever is convenient. And I've seen that here in Pennsylvania alone. The Bible says don't only be a hearer of the word, but a doer also. And that commitment comes from within. The inward man must change. Before a lot of us try to help other people, we must first get ourselves right with God, the man in the mirror. And, you know, it's a blessing to have this show go on the air because we need more of this. So I'm definitely 100% for you. And that's why I ask those scriptures to be prayed over, because it's a commitment like no other. When you are sold out for Christ, you no longer are attracted to the lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. That's one of the hardest things, and we know that that's how Satan always comes at us. One of those three ways. He doesn't have to come at you any other way. And for you to be committed to that as a man of God, that means that you have to be dedicated from the inside out. There must be an inward change. And this program is powerful, and I pray to God that he blesses this program. That's why I shared that scripture. It's to bless this program. Lord, we need you more than ever now, because there's women out here that are being fathers, fathers, and fathers to not only to their grandkids, but to their great-grands. And that's the problem. We have dropped the ball as men. Why? Because we've taken our eyes off God from the inside. And it's been about me, myself, and I. And the devil will accommodate me, myself, and I. But when we lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, he said he would direct our path. Now, that's easier said than done. But that's what we have to focus on, the inward man. Lord, what must I do from the inside so that the outside would be a beaming light?
Amen.
And brother,
the
with your help,
the last four numbers, 9062. Go ahead and press one. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Katrina Hogan. I'm from Winston-Salem. Deacon Odom is my brother in Christ. I'm a single mother of six children, and I was once married to a pastor, but we're divorced. He has no kind of, he just doesn't belong in that life no kind of way. And I just wanted to know what could I do, you know, as far as raising my boys, you know, trying to be both the parents and stuff. I'm, you know, getting stressed out, and I just really need to know what to do.
One of the things I can tell you to do, Hannah, what Hannah did, she committed Samuel to the Lord. The first thing that you can do, you make sure that you base your relationship with your children based on the Word of God. Commit them unto the Lord. This program, your brother, there'll be other men that, you know, we're going to have things that, you know, that can reach out, that can help alleviate your stress, you know, and we can work with them at the Boys Club and really get with them. Since you didn't put this on the air, it's going to be somebody that didn't heard from your city that's going to hear that, and God going to touch their heart. But we're going to get together and do some things for what you just called about so that we can help mothers not being stressed out and having the son. Because, you know, your brother got the program, Father's Inc. You know what I mean? That's what Father's Inc. is about. So, you know, we got you, sister. We got you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the debut of the Barbershop. And I thank you. I thank you for your support. I love you. And don't forget, the Barbershop is the hottest show out here for men. Ladies, we're not excluding you, but feel free to call in. Let us know how you feel. If you have young men and you need mentors, call us and let us know how you feel. We are here. Men, we are here to help you as well. So stop hiding pride and ego. Open up your heart, open up your mouth, because the Barbershop is here to stay. With that being said, God loves you, and I do too. Peace, and have a blessed day.